In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and that is as easy as it gets. Good morning, Chef John Ash.
Well, good morning to you. Let me pull this microphone
a get little, a little closer.
A little closer. Every time I look at you, it's like people who see you on the microphone, it's like he put his lips on
it. Don't tell the listeners about that. Well, about 19 years ago, we had the pleasure of being at the first Sonoma County Artists and Cheese Festival.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like, well, 19 years ago?
It was.
And we have been thrilled to be a part of it every year, bringing you some of the highlights and some of the special guests on the 2025 festival that's kicking off very, very, very soon, like next weekend. And joining us this morning is Keith Adams from William Cofield Cheese in Sebastopol. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Are you up to your elbows in cheese this morning, or are you at home having a cup of coffee?
I'm at the cheese plant, which is not the sexiest sounding thing, but we do have a really cool little cheese shop and kind of cafe with grilled cheese and all kinds of fun stuff. We're at the Barlow in Sebastopol.
Oh,
yeah. It's really, have you been over there, John?
I haven't been there.
It's
so
really
I'll
cool
put
spot.
That on my list.
Yeah. You're going to be one of the presenters on the Saturday, March 22nd lineup of great guests as part of the Cheese Festival, correct?
That is correct. I think my session is sold out. There's a few tickets left for a few other of the sessions, and I want to plug everybody, but especially Laura Werlin and Janet Fletcher, who are kind of world famous, but they're both Northern Californians. They've got a couple tickets left. I think beer and cheese, and I can't remember what Laura's doing, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And then this is the crazy outlier one. There's a young cheesemonger who's doing pairings with cheese and opera music, which sounds really interesting.
What? I didn't see that. Oh, maybe this is it. It says Seminar 2, Miss Cheesemonger Sings.
That's it.
Oh, okay, a cheese pairing recital. Well, hey, why not? Cheese and
it's
opera.
It's at a winery, so you get to have a drink while you listen.
Okay, I'm down with it. I like it. And then you mentioned that Janet Fletcher, who we've had on the show a lot of times, she's one of the most knowledgeable cheese people in the world.
She's our expert.
She's
about
our,
all things cheese.
On the show. And she's doing cheese and beer. Actually, she wrote a book on cheese and beer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Better Together with Janet Fletcher. That's March 22nd. And then you mentioned the Cheese Plus Chocolate with Laura Werlin and David Upchurch. That's terrific. Cheese Charcuterie Board Building Workshop with Alyssa Gilbert.
Let me plug her for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a cheese shop in Oakland, and she makes, literally art on the board. It's beautiful. And if you want to impress your friends, you should go to this session, and she'll teach you how to do it.
Marvelous. And then there's a palate play, a sensory cheese exploration. Is someone yelling at you in the background?
There's a group of people who have booked ahead for grilled cheese, so I apologize.
Oh.
Let
me ask you some questions about grilled cheese, see how much you know. So what is the most important thing in making a good grilled cheese sandwich?
For me, Chef, it's ratio. The balance of bread to cheese to butter, and then the few fun things you get to sneak in. So we have a spread with a sort of homemade mayonnaise and a couple things we keep to ourselves. But it's a beautiful grilled cheese, and you should come have one.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you know William, but John Ash had a business for a short period of time called Hot Cheese, where he made that's true. He made and sold grilled cheese sandwiches here in Sonoma County.
It was too much work.
Oh, that's so cool. Hey, well, we're doing it, and Chef, I was going to mention there's a culinary instructor at Annalee High School named Chef May.
Yes.
Who she said you were a mentor to her.
That's right.
And we have had a culinary student this year working with us who she recommended, and we've got another one coming. It's almost like a pipeline of really great kids coming in. And I feel like the connection to you is important.
Very kind of you to say.
Yeah, that's right.
The big culmination for the Cheese Festival is Sunday for the Artisan Cheese Tasting and Marketplace. Give us some highlights of that, Keith.
It is a heck of a time. There's an hour ahead if you want to do the VIP thing. There's this thing called Bubbles and Bites. Heather Irwin, who I'm sure you both know, is going to be there. And it's just good fun. And you get there before the big crowd shows up. But there's over 100 exhibitors. I think there's 20-plus cheesemakers. There's, like, friends like from Black Pig Bacon, Dusky and John. And then, you know, charcuterie and bread and wine and beer and cider and mead and non-alcoholic drinks. It's just good fun. And it's the biggest fundraiser for the Artisan Cheese Guild. And, you know, it's right in our backyard.
So can
right
you
at the fairground?
Can you
yeah.
buy things there? Can people?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
When you come in, you're going to get a complimentary insulated bag, and you can stock up on cheese direct from the producer and tote that home and have a good time.
Man, whoa! Did someone just bark?
That was somebody dragging a table, and I'm really sorry about that.
No,
it's okay.
No, we know this is live radio.
It's action.
It's really action radio. Yeah. So this is $69 per person, general admission, and $30 for kids 12 and under. It's at the Grace Pavilion. That's right at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds and Event Center on Bennett Valley Road. And this is nice to see. I think parking is complimentary, which is nice, at the Pavilion
yep.
and Brookwood Lots, which are great. All sales final. You can go online. What's the best way to get tickets for this event?
I think online is the way to go.
Okay. And is that email just Artisan Cheese Festival website or something?
California Artisan Cheese Festival.
Okay.
And it's run by the Artisan Cheese Guild, which I've been a member of for a good long while. And we are out there promoting small producers, small dairies, delicious cheese, and we'd love to see you out there.
Okay. And by the way, new this year is the beer and wine garden in the marketplace. That's terrific. And I'm so thrilled that you're featuring Woodenhead Chardonnay or Pinot Noir, one of our favorite vintners in Sonoma County.
Yeah, no, this is one of those things. I mean, we are spoiled with how much great stuff we have around here, but this is like the nexus of all of the good things in Sonoma County and Marin and beyond. And you should really come and support us. And guess what? You're going to have a great time.
And go home with a cheese book also. There's an author's corner book signing event in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So is there still a cheese map?
Yes, there is. It's called the California Cheese Trail. That's put together by the Strauss family of Strauss Creamery. And they do this pro bono for the cheesemakers. And it is a beautiful thing. There's a great website, and we have maps at our store you can pick up. Every weekend we get half a dozen people that are on the cheese trail, tasting cheese and having a good time.
Keith, what are your hours at William Cofield Cheese in the Barlow in Sebastopol?
Thursday to Monday, 11 to 6. So we're dark on Tuesday and Wednesday, usually making cheese. If you pop by on those days, we might have the door open. You can watch us making cheese, and we might have a little selection for you to purchase. But full-time, 11 to 6, Thursday to Monday.
Fabulous. For more info, artisancheesefestival.com. Keith, thanks so much for joining John and me today.
My pleasure, and sorry for the background noise.
No, it's great.
It's live radio. Live.
There you go.
Have a great festival, Keith.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Keith Adams from William Cofield, and it's the Artisan Cheese Festival, the 19th year happening here in Santa Rosa. Coming up next, well, what goes great with cheese, John? What can you think of?
Jelly.
Jelly?
No. Bread.
Bread. And we're going to be featuring a world-class bread maker and his new cookbook in just a couple minutes. Don't miss this chat. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen.
Thinking about buying a home? Now's the time. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
Owning a home comes with incredible benefits, a feeling of accomplishment, stability, and financial growth, as well as a true sense of community. It's easy to fall in love with home ownership.
That's right. When you own, you and your lender set your monthly payment. No surprise rent hikes or evictions.
Plus, as your home value grows and you pay down your mortgage, not your landlord's, you're building your wealth.
And let's not forget the sense of pride and peace of mind that comes with home ownership.
When you're ready to start your journey, we're here to help.
Reach out for a free, no obligation conversation today.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team. Visit NormanHomeTeamWineCountry.com to get started. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty. Because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 01720334 and 0220937.
Join Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, the newest mother-daughter real estate team in the North Bay, every Sunday morning at 9 on the Real Estate Hour, right here on KSRO. Sonoma County real estate market updates and knowledge from real estate professionals born and raised in the North Bay. For podcasts, go to KSRO.com. The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman, Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO. DRE license number 01720334 and 0220937.
Maum Fireplace Center, proud sponsor of the Golden State Warriors for over 10 years. Maum Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa features the most trusted high-efficiency fireplace inserts, including Enviro, Quadrafire, Regency, and Yodel. Find your flame at Maum Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue, on the web at maumfireplacecenter.com. Maum Fireplace Center, we satisfy your burning desires.
You need financing designed specifically for agriculture. For more than 100 years, American Ag Credit has proudly served farmers and ranchers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
American Ag Credit is very special. They understand farming. They can recognize hard work. They know seasons, and it's just night and day with any other lender.
American Ag Credit. Your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
SoCo Private Security is a local family-owned business based in Santa Rosa. The new management team has over five decades of security service. Whether you need fixed site, vehicle patrol, or special event security, SoCo Private Security can help. Shopping centers, HOAs, private residences, banks, hotels, and more have enjoyed peace of mind with SoCo Private Security since 2013. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. We are the longest-running radio food show in America. You're listening to it 38 years and counting. And with us, a man, I don't think he's 38 years old, but Richard Hart. How old are you, Richard?
You're so generous. I am much older than 38 years old.
We've never had anyone bring their entire family into the KSRO.
This just proves I'm older than 38 years old.
This is great, your boys. And, of course, I love it. Out of the three, only one is not looking at their mobile phone. But that's the oldest one. And would you introduce them to us?
Yeah, I have. Actually, there's one missing. Oh. So there's four boys, and this is Bodie. He's 16. Yep. This is Jude. He's 12. And this is Remy. He's 9. And we're missing Indy, who's 14. He's going with his buddies to San Francisco today.
Gosh, well, you've got a real man cave going on here. And it's funny, your son just told us that he's working out at Hazel Restaurant in Occidental.
Yeah, I mean, it's super cool. Like, he's been working there, and he managed to save up a ton of money to buy himself whatever he wants. He got himself a dirt bike, which we're not actually happy about. He's very happy about it.
May I just say, be careful. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, that's what we all say with our hands praying. Please be careful.
My grandson.
I know, John.
Broke his arm.
Yeah. No, his 15-year-old grandson. This is what, a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is in a cast? Okay, just a word to the wise.
At least it was an arm. Nothing more than that. You know? Like,
thank God with that. So, Richard, you're a baker that has international acclaim. It seems like everybody is talking about you. We'll do a little history about how you got into the bread game. You have a lovely English accent, so we know you're from London, England, correct?
Yeah, from London, England.
And then you came to California, I think, for love or a girlfriend or something to that effect. And you ended up, of all places, in Sonoma County, starting in Napa at Ubuntu.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, we talked to many, many years ago. I didn't know you had worked for Jeremy Fox over at Ubuntu, a great restaurant.
Amazing
Too
place.
Too bad it didn't make it.
Yeah.
And he sent you over to learn something about bread to Sonoma County. Is that how it worked?
Yeah. Like, well, I was working at Ubuntu, and I felt like moving from London to California, I felt like I had a load of spare time on my hands working in the kitchens here. We work 4 days a week, so I had 3 days off. So I think most people would probably just rest. But for me, I was like, well, I'm going to go and learn how to make bread then. So one of the pastry chefs at Ubuntu said, oh, have you heard of Della Fattoria? I hadn't. I lived in Petaluma. And she said, well, they used to make bread for the French Laundry. So I was like, wow, I mean, this must be the most amazing bakery in the world. Like, they made bread for the French Laundry, you know. So that led me to Della Fattoria.
And Kathleen Weber.
Kathleen Weber, my first bread mentor. Yeah, she's the most beautiful woman. Like, I had the most wonderful time working for her.
Well, you say in your new book, Richard Hart Bread, that if it weren't for Kathleen Weber, you might not have started your career in bread.
I wouldn't be a baker. No, if it wasn't for Kathleen, I would not be a baker. Like, I loved being a chef. I loved cooking. I'd done it for 12 years. I never saw I would do anything else. And then I walked into Della Fattoria. And it was I imagined a French Laundry style bakery, like perfect, pristine in every way. Right. Like, I'd never really been in a bakery. Like, in England, it wasn't really a thing quite yet. Like, the bakery movement hadn't quite kicked off. And so I walk into the farm at Della Fattoria, and it was incredible. It was like they were baking bread 1,000 years ago. Like,
it was because they had an old broken down, well, I shouldn't say broken down, but it kind of was broken down.
I mean, we destroyed it every day, you know, like, because we were putting, the way we baked on that oven. Actually, when I started, there was two of them side by side. And like, to bake the production, the amount of bread we were making, we had to like mop cold water onto the deck of the oven. And like, these stone ovens did not love that, you know, like, so they were breaking, but like, it was the most beautiful, romantic place you could ever see.
And it was out in the country,
in the country, in beautiful California with the sun shining. And
so you said, this is the life for me.
Couldn't, you know, I'd come from fine dining cooking into, like, sidestepped into this, and I just completely was in awe of it.
So did you work at Della?
I was at Della. Yeah, I was there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and from there, where did you go?
From there, I went to Tartine.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
And Chad Robertson. And
with Chad. Yeah, I was there for 7 years.
And you were the head baker of Tartine.
I became the head baker after a couple of years,
One of the most famous bakeries in Northern
like, it was an amazing place to work, actually. Like, Chad's philosophy on bread was incredible. It was about actually making a smaller amount of bread so we could really try and perfect the bread. Like, it was about what the bread needed.
Much smaller than the Della Fattoria.
Yeah, I think Della Fattoria, we were making 1,200 loaves of bread a day. And then at Tartine, we were making 150. I felt a little bored at first, actually, you know, like, because I was used to working so hard and so fast. Then all of a sudden, it was a bit like, well, what do we do now? You know, like, it was a little weird at first to get into it. But, like, it was, you know, I learned so much at Tartine about every little aspect to create a, you know, we were looking for a perfect loaf of bread. Sometimes
that's what it was all about.
Yeah.
So what is a perfect loaf of bread?
You know, I guess now I'm a lot older. I've traveled, I've worked in different countries. You know, now I look at a perfect loaf of bread as it could be any bread. You know, back then in San Francisco, we were looking for a white sourdough, not white, but a mixture of white and a little bit of whole wheat sourdough loaf of bread. And that was what we were looking for as perfect bread. But in Denmark, like, a perfect loaf of bread is a dense, heavy brick of a loaf a rye bread, you know, like, so it really, a perfect loaf of bread depends on where you come from, what, you know, what you imagine when you, or what you had when you was a kid, what you have an emotional connection to.
Yeah.
For me, like, I have this emotional connection to this white, kind of crappy supermarket bread, but like it was a baked loaf of bread that I remember eating in my grandparents, and we would have toast with butter and marmalade. Yeah. And like I always feel that whenever I'm eating it, it takes me back to that moment when I was a kid. You know, like those feelings you get, yeah, like food memories.
Yeah. So and we should ask your boys what their
do they have a favorite?
I don't know bread? If they have a favorite bread.
No. Whatever they, what's over there. That's a good response. How did you get hooked up with Noma, the number one restaurant in the world?
So with Tartine, you know what? Like all of a sudden, the whole world opened up to in the food world, and I think it was something to do with Instagram. You know, like we started becoming friends with chefs in other countries. Mm-hmm. Like it became the world became. Managed to communicate, and you started seeing what other people were doing, and I think a lot of people were very interested in what we were doing at Tartine, and basically we got invited to do lots of events. So one of the
events,
yeah, we got invited to do an event in Copenhagen, and we went there, and we went and ate at Noma and spoke to Renee, and it was all really lovely, and we met a lot of chefs there. And then, like, a couple of years later, we got asked to do an event, Melbourne Food Festival in Melbourne, which actually I'm going to do tonight. Like, I'm flying to Melbourne tonight to do the Melbourne Food Festival, yeah.
You know, I got to do that event.
Years ago, you were there at the Melbourne Food Festival.
Doing something.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? So I went and did it with Tartine, and now I'm doing it as myself, so... I feel very fortunate to be going back to Melbourne.
So now you
tonight.
Have several bakeries in Copenhagen?
In Copenhagen, we have 10 heart bakeries.
10?
Yeah. And you know what? I was not actually interested in that at first because I was like, there's no way we're going to be able to keep up with the quality. I was really nervous about expanding to that stage.
Well, and keeping track of staff.
Yeah, and what's going on. And actually, it works really well. We work better. Like, we have a really lovely, huge space, and we have a lot more control and a lot of man hours doing things like scooping cookies. We have a machine that spits out 600 cookies, you know, like, so when I was really worried about it, actually it worked out for the best. Like, we've managed to keep quality, and having 10 bakeries also, like, Copenhagen's such a small city, a small place. I was like, it doesn't need it, but it actually does. Like, in Copenhagen, people will just go to their local baker. They're not going to travel across. They're not going to get on their bike for 15 minutes. Yeah. They're going to go to the closest place.
Speaking of getting on your bike, that was one of the most moving several pages in your book, Richard Heartbread, the hour-by-hour day and a life of your routine while working as a baker, getting up, arriving at the bakery at 3:50 a.m. in the morning, riding your bike there in the quiet calm, and minute by minute, hour by hour, everything you did during that period of time until 11:30 when you were finished, you got back on your bicycle, drove home, and met, I think it was Henrietta, your lady friend, and you went swimming in the Baltic Ocean, in the frigid Baltic Ocean. That, to me, that story was so beautifully told.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. You know what? I'm pleased you said that because my publisher was like, do we need this? Do we need this story?
No, it was one of the high points of the book for me.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad because I had to fight for that story. And I was like, no, we do need it because these things actually make it more personal.
Because it's not just the formulas. It's not the math. It's not the baker's math. It's the humanity of what it takes pumping out bread every day and the connection you feel with this product.
Like, well, it's beautiful.
And we had a chef on recently who basically only talked about how awful it was to work in the restaurant, you know, and what jerks other
people are. That's not your. It's like the love and togetherness. It was a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
Reading how you interacted.
I think maybe that chef needs to change his career. Like, I love what I do. I love my team. I love training my team. I build a family rather than, you know, and if certain people don't work out in my family, then they should go and work somewhere else. But I'm building a place where we all have fun.
So you're flying to Melbourne, Australia tonight, but yet you live in Mexico City. How did that happen?
Actually, I moved to Mexico City to be closer to the boys.
That's fairly close.
Yeah.
Better closer than London.
I was in Copenhagen. They were in Copenhagen, and my ex-wife and I broke up, and they moved back to Sonoma County, where they were from.
Oh, I got it.
So then I needed to figure out how to get closer, and someone offered me an opportunity in Mexico City and said, hey, look, come here. From here, we'll open a bakery like that. So, and you can fly up and see your boys every month. And
so
I was like,
can you talk about Mexico baking? All I'm familiar with are the little bolillos.
Bolillos. There's conchas. There's quite a lot of things in Mexico, but we haven't actually opened yet. Like, we've spent the last 2 years trying to open. We spent all of last year on a space that actually had fake permits. We spent a lot of money on the space. We were going along with it, and at the end we were told, look, you should walk away from this because this is going to be nothing but problems. So we now have a space, and we'll be open when I get back from Australia. So actually Mexico has quite a history of baked goods, because once the Spanish came over, they brought wheat and baked goods with them. But like, it's a corn country, really.
But most Mexican bakeries are not really that good as far as baked goods.
No, you're right. And actually, I find that really lovely as a challenge. Like, so what isn't good we can use as a foundation and just make good versions of them. I'm doing something in London also, like my hometown. I'm helping a huge hotel called Claridge's open a bakery this summer.
Have they ever had a bakery in
their
hotel?
They haven't had a bakery in their hotel, and we're going to open an English bakery. And exactly the same. English baked goods are kind of shitty too. Sorry for my language.
That's okay.
But when you think about, what was it, Harrods? Didn't they have?
They actually have quite a nice bakery, But so my idea now is to make a bakery of place. Like, I've travelled around the world, and I've seen all the modern sort of bakeries are kind of becoming homogenised. Like, we're all making croissants and pain au chocolat and things like that, and I'm kind of getting to the stage where I want to just eat my croissants in France. so, like, I'm hoping to make a Mexican bakery, and in England we're going to make an English bakery. We're not going to have croissants and stuff on our menu. We're going to have, like, things that I had as a kid, which are like little iced buns, iced fingers, and Belgian buns, and Chelsea buns, and
custards.
Give me some custards.
So one of the things you talk about in the book, and we had him on the show, the finest panettone maker in America.
Roy Schwarzapfel.
I know Roy very well.
Well, guess what Roy did?
Yeah.
He overnighted two panettones for John's birthday.
That's amazing.
On February 8th, we surprised John, and Roy got on the phone and said, John, I just baked these for you this week. I'm usually not baking. And we consumed these panettones. And John is a panettone maven. Yeah. He has spent 45, 50 years looking for the world's best panettone.
Yeah.
And you said on the air, this might be the best American baked panettone you've ever had.
And it is. Roy is incredible. I've known Roy since I was working at Della Fattoria. He was working at Cyrus
as a
chef.
That's why the connection.
Yeah, exactly. And he was dating one of the girls that was working with me at Della Fattoria. Yeah. So I've known him since before he was a pastry chef at that stage. He wasn't panettone Roy.
That's right.
And he's gone on to do the most incredible stuff. Like, his panettone is incredible. He makes just panettone, and I think hats off to him. He's amazing.
He said on the air, I live and I die for my panettone.
Yeah.
That's how serious
also
he was.
Like, if there's a slight thing wrong with it, he doesn't do it.
No,
it doesn't
said,
work.
I said, well, what do you do the ones on? He said, I give it to the crew. I give it to they take home with their friends. We don't sell it.
No.
And I said, but you're at the point you're mastering. And he said, no. You never master this. Every single bake, it's a high wire act.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do feel that way. Like, I look to make perfect bread. I never make it. Like, my mum said when I gave up being a chef and started being a baker, you're going to be so bored that, like, you have no more ingredients. You could just get to do one thing. And I've never been so challenged, because I'm trying my hardest to make a perfect loaf of bread. And I think twice a year I might achieve that. Yeah. You know, the rest of the time I make pretty good bread. Sometimes I make bad bread. The same, like Roy says, it is like you're striving for something perfect, and sometimes it really throws you off. Like, it's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, and it, you have to nurture it as though it's a pet or like something you love. And,
well, you wrote this great line. You said, I live to walk the line between amazing and disorder or disaster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 And that's really true because, like, to make something perfect, you're pushing fermentation, you're pushing hydration, and it could all go completely wrong. It could completely go wrong. So, like, somewhere where you hit it is like this line of this could go completely wrong. I don't know how it's going to work tomorrow. And you're praying as you're putting it in the proofer to sleep overnight.
So why? Why is it so difficult? You make a comment in the book about, yeah. Well, talking about the difference between Europe, the flour in Europe and flour in the States.
Yeah, there's so many factors. Every single thing you do from the moment you put flour and water together will affect the final loaf. Every step. Like, it could be your sourdough is fed a couple of 2 minutes later, the weather's slightly different, the humidity, like, every single thing counts, and it changes every single day. So, like, if I make perfect bread today, perfect, I try and copy what I did today, tomorrow it's going to be different. You know, like, so, yeah. Like, it's forever changing, and like every morning I wake up with my hands crossed, you know, my hands together. Yeah. Please,
by the way, his hands are praying.
Oh, I know
right
they
now.
Are.
Please, please, please be perfect. And yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Richard Hart Bread is the new book, Intuitive Sourdough Baking. This is Richard's first book. He is world-class, world-known, highly praised all around the world. And yet still, every bake is a high wire act,
you know,
isn't it?
The book is beautifully photographed.
Oh,
it looks so delicious.
Thanks so
and
much.
We will dive
That's
in.
So kind of you.
We will dive into the book right after this break. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000, or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy? You, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Crab feeds are back at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay.
Get ready to indulge in a coastal tradition. Select Fridays through March from 5 to 9 and treat yourself to the freshest, most delicious crab feed in Sonoma County.
Every seat has one thing in common, a stunning view of the bay. At the Tides Wharf Restaurant, winter means one thing, crab feed season.
Enjoy all you can eat freshly caught Dungeness crab paired with the Tides' famous clam chowder, pasta, salad, and French bread. Add cocktail sauce, on butter and our house-made mustard sauce for a feast you'll never forget.
All this for just $99.95 per person plus tax and gratuity.
But wait,
Make it a getaway. Crabfeed customers can enjoy special overnight rates. And yes, every room has a view of the bay.
Call now to reserve your table. Info online at inatthetides.com.
Crabfeed's at the Inn at the Tides. Twice a month on Fridays through March.
Crab, chowder, views. What are you waiting for? Call today.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. On the heels of another chilly night, we can look to cloudy skies and just under a 20% chance of showers to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 50s. Come evening time, overcast skies and just under a 25% chance of showers should leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Another quarter of an inch of rain will return tomorrow. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Chaos Arto Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, and our guest today is Richard Hart. Richard's new book is called Richard Hart Bread, Intuitive Sourdough Baking. As John pointed out, the photography is absolutely stunning, and you have a really wonderful approach to empower, empowering people to get in there and get their hands in the dough.
Yeah.
It's really not rocket science, and I know you have to understand the science and math of baking, but that's not where you come to in the book.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like learning anything, like learning, picking up an instrument or picking up something. You need to dedicate yourself to it a little bit. And like it.
But don't you think you have to have a skill or something, a love of.
I believe, like, if you start working on it, you could do it for sure. Like, I mean, I learned to do it, and, like, I believe I could teach any of you guys to do it. Like, I really do. Like,
okay, Garner, let's.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to. I'll show you which recipe you're going to make when we finish.
Okay,
great. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned in the book, and I starred this, that your favorite bread, I think of all time, correct me if I'm wrong, was the marble rye, which you experienced at Della Fattoria. Is that correct?
It wasn't Della Fattoria, actually, but like it is marble rye. So you are correct. Like I moved to Petaluma 2007, and there was a small bakery called Lombardi's.
Lombardi's French bread.
It doesn't exist anymore, but like Lombardi's made a square tin loaf sliced marble rye.
I didn't know that.
And that was the first time I'd ever tried it, and I completely fell in love. Like it didn't exist in England. Like this was an American bread.
Yeah.
You know, so I, because we lived just down the road from Lombardi's. So like we would buy that bread, and I instantly fell in love with
that. That's hysterical. Like, and before we leave Sonoma County, what role did Wildflower Bakery in Freestone play? Because we had Jed on the show when he opened the bakery probably 25 years ago or so.
Yeah, I mean, Wildflower has a special, special place in my heart. I was at Della Fattoria. I was obsessed with making bread. I wanted to try every way of making bread. I was reading every book I could. So on my days off, I went to work at Wildflower for free just to help, just to learn. They also had a wood-fired oven, but they managed it very differently to the Della oven. So, like, I just wanted to learn more. So I just went and worked there just, you know, for bread and for fun and to hang out. And, you know, some of the people I worked with, I mean, I don't know, was it 20 years ago? Yeah. I don't know, it was 15 years ago or something. It was a long time ago. Some of the people still work there, and they feel like my family. Whenever I visit them, we have big hugs. I'm a little sad that, like, during COVID, they closed down the actual bakery, and now you have to queue up outside because the bakery itself is beautiful. And, I mean, the staff say it's much better for them, but, like, I wish I could go in. They used to have this little plastic till, cash register for kids, and there were stones and stuff in it, and a big communal table, and it just, it was so special. And, like, working there and seeing everyone, like, was so happy to be there. Like,
I have to just tell you, I have a real emotional response to Wildflower, because when my dad was alive and he would come out and visit from Kentucky, he would make sure that whatever we did, we would go to Wildflower Bakery.
Yeah.
Because My dad lived and died for bread. Anything else he didn't really care about. But I could see him as we got closer to the bakery. He would order like two loaves of bread and sit there and eat half of the loaf. We go, Dad, slow down. No, it's so good.
Yeah.
So he had a real connection
with
Wildflower.
Wildflower is incredible. Like, I love their menu. I love the fact they have their own identity. They're not trying to be this big hold bread, you know. Like, they have their style, and that is it. And I love that about them. And going back to what you were saying about your dad living and breathing bread, you know, I could eat a loaf of a piece of bread, or I could eat the most fanciest fine dining meal. I could go to Noma, and I could probably have the similar excitement from eating a warm piece of bread with butter on it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This feeling you get when you slice into this bread and you put butter on it and it's melting, and that feeling is something that you just, it's incredible. Like, bread is such an amazing thing.
Well, you have on the cover of the book
buttered bread.
The buttered bread.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So let's look at the book. Let's dive into the book, how you've arranged it. It's the cast of characters, all the people in the book, how I became a baker, the tools for building your home bakery, know your ingredients, choosing your flour. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. You don't need to invest thousands of dollars to become a bread baker. And then into the techniques. Now, some of it is technical, but you need to know and understand scaling and baker's math. It's not rocket science, but you need to understand that. It makes it simple, doesn't it?
If you understand baker's math, I tried to do a simple job of explaining it. If you understand baker's math, you can write your own recipe. And the day I learned that, I was like, because before that, I was like, well, how do you make a recipe of bread? Like, I felt like it was magic. And then as soon as I learned it, you realize that you can make your own bread recipes. You know, it's quite easy, actually. Like, it just is a little bit of math.
So I never knew what the baker's percentage was. Can you, is that simple?
Explain what it is. Yeah. So a baker's percentage, this is baker's math. So everything is a percentage off of the flour weight. So the flour always weighs 100%. And then from then on, you'll have the water. In California, that's probably around about 80% hydration if you're making a sourdough loaf. Sourdough normally is around about 20%. Unless you want to make it on the same day, I would probably raise it to maybe 40, 50%. And then salt's around about 2 or 3%. But like, so it works in a percentage. And then there's a simple equation you can do to work out if you need 5 loaves at a kilo a loaf, 5 kilos, you divide that 5 kilos by the total percentage, and that gives you the magic number, which is the number, the amount of flour you need.
Perfect.
So from there, you can just times everything off of that flour amount.
You know, I have to tell you, I was amazed, and I guess I've missed this in other cookbooks, that all of these QR codes that you have in the book where I can scan this, and I did this last night with my phone, and there you are magically doing a 2-minute video on mixing the dough, on proofing the dough, on putting the dough in the pan. What a revelation.
I mean, I'm so privileged to be in a time where I can actually show you in my book how to shape a piece of bread, because having a series of photos in a line, it's so confusing, because shaping a piece of bread is a fluid movement, and in a set of still photos you can't understand the fluid movement, but in a video you can completely get it, and you can watch it over and over again until you can master it.
We'll take a quick break. Be back with Richard Hart. His new book is Richard Hart Bread: Intuitive Sourdough Baking. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
Want the best lunch buffet in the North Bay? Mountain Mike's has you covered. Weekdays from 11 to 2, enjoy unlimited pizza and salad for one low price. It's the perfect combination of flavors and flexibility. It's the best of both worlds. Combine a slice or two of pizza with a personalized salad creation all your own. Choose from their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, classic cheese, or specialty pizza. Create your ultimate lunch experience just the way you like it. Online at mountainmikes.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash and a special conversation with Richard Hart. I'm glad we caught him when he did because he's flying to Melbourne, Australia tonight and up from Mexico City visiting family here in Sonoma County and celebrating the release of his new book, Richard Hart Bread, Intuitive Sourdough Baking, which is extremely exciting.
So can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Ballymaloe, you have a warm spot in your heart for Ballymaloe.
Yeah, have you been?
Steve and I went.
We baked bread in 1998. John and I went to Ballymaloe, and Timmy Allen took us into the kitchen. We made brown bread and all kinds of breads with him. We spent 5 days there with Darina. She took us pubbing, and it was a great experience. 27 years ago. And Ballymaloe is one of the great restaurants and
beautiful places
in the world. And if you get a chance, go to Cork, Ireland and do this.
Yeah, so I've been to Ballymaloe twice. I've taught there twice. I taught bread once with Tartine and once by myself, and Darina is an incredible human. Like, she is still on fire. She came to Mexico, she's writing endless notes about food, and like, she's upset. Like, I adore her, and like her family, and Ballymaloe is magic.
So can I ask you a question? She was married to Timmy.
Were they
still married?
Yeah, they're still married. Okay. And I'm going to be there, actually, on the 14th of May. We're going to do the book fair. We're flying there, actually, from San Francisco to do... They have a book fair this year, and we're going to go and... My partner, Henrietta, we're going to go and make an afternoon tea there because she's the tea lady. She's obsessed with tea.
We've got to meet Henrietta
sometime. Yeah, yeah. You would have a really fun conversation with her,
actually. Could we have her come in and talk
to you? Maybe we'll bring her up and you can have a chat with her because she'll blow your head off about tea. You're never going to be the same again.
I would like to go there.
Yeah,
and drink tea.
Yeah, you
which
can come,
we did.
You could come and do a show in Mexico City, actually.
Yeah.
Henrietta, the tea lady. Okay.
Yeah.
We got off track momentarily, yeah, yeah. But it was fun to talk about Henrietta momentarily. So, yes, Ballymaloe, go there, eat their bread, stay overnight.
You know, they have a bread, they call it the bread shed. They have an actual bread place now with bread ovens and everything. So they're making all their bread in this place called the bread shed now. And it's like, I'm really excited to go back and make, I have a recipe from Darina in my book, Ballymaloe Brown Bread, which... I think
that was his, wasn't it?
It's Tim's. I asked Darina, I'm not sure where it originated. Yeah. I think it came from someone else, but like... I went there and ate the bread, and I was like, oh my God, I love this bread so much. Can I please put the recipe in my book? And she's like, of course you can.
We won't spend too much more time, but Ballymaloe started in 1948.
Incredible lady.
A Michelin star in 1975. Yeah. It's a magical spot. Yeah. We can't spend much time, but if you want to know about panettone, buy this book. I've never read such a thorough investigation of panettone, like 12, 15 pages. Remarkable. You're really committed to panettone. I liked it a great deal.
I started making it and I kept messing it up. I probably messed it up hundreds of times, like hundreds and hundreds of times. And I picked up a lot of Italian books, and I don't know whether there was just no information or if it was lost in translation or what. So I wanted to just give people all my learnt mistakes, so hopefully they can go on and make it. And I'm not saying, I mean, I'm not Roy. Roy is an incredible panettone maker, but I think what I make is really delicious.
That's all he does.
Yeah. I think what I make is really delicious, and I think I can give you the tools to go on and make your own panettone.
Well, we're right about out of time. There's wheat loaves, there's flatbreads, focaccia, there's baking with sourdough, there's panettone. It's all here in Roy's new book, Richard Hart Bread, Intuitive Sourdough Baking. We're going to make one listener very happy. We're going to give away an autographed copy of your book right now. Would you give me your favorite number between 1 and 10? Shout out a number.
Go.
Four.
Caller number 4 at 636-1350. That's 1-707-636-1350. Caller number 4 will win an autographed copy of this. It's going to be a keepsake book. Richard Hart Bread, Intuitive Sourdough Baking. Thanks for fitting us in between Mexico City and Melbourne.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're a wild man.
I mean, my poor boys, they're like, are we going yet?
You're here once a month or so.
Yeah.
Maybe we can catch up again.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd really love that. We've got plenty we could talk about.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
John Ash, we will see you next time in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, listeners. It's been fun. 1-707-636-1350.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the Farmers Market, voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Hi, Amy here from Amy's Roofing and Solar. I wanted to give you a few tips for how to choose a solar installer. I'd love to help you avoid the horror stories I've heard. Tip number 1. No matter where you are in the country, you should not be paying more than $4 a watt for a typical rooftop solar install. $3 to $5 a watt is average. Tip number 2, choose a company that's easy to contact. Relying on an AI chatbot may signal poor customer service. And tip number 3, choose a company where the salesperson is closely connected to the installers. Without accountability for the installation, the salesperson won't be motivated to ensure you get what was promised. At Amy's Roofing and Solar, we have great prices, excellent communication, and are accountable to you. Give us a call if you'd rather be putting money in your bank account than paying an electric bill. For more information, go online to amyrs.com, amyrs.com.
Attention Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across
Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma. K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The highest alert, most dangerous tornado watch possible from the National Weather Service has been issued for Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. A large and destructive tornado has been ripping across part of southern Mississippi, says the Weather Service, at 50 miles an hour. It's right now too dangerous for first responders, says Chickasaw County, Mississippi Emergency Management Chief Linda Griffin.
The Natchez Trace Parkway in Chickasaw County. We've gotten all the patients taken care of that was in wrecks on it. We got trees down everywhere on the trace. We're pulling our responders back to a safe place and getting them off the Natchez Trace. And the Natchez Trace is closed in Chickasaw County.
Head of Alabama Emergency Management, Jeff Smitherman.
The entire state is under the significant threat. So it's going to take the entire state to respond to it. And we're posturing and preparing for that inevitability.
Increasing the number of storm-related deaths, including from yesterday's twisters in Arkansas, Texas, and Missouri, at least 18. Head of Franklin County, Missouri Emergency Management, Abe Cook.
With a storm like this, it can take some time to really get some of the more rural areas clear. And so we're seeing that as the day progresses, we're getting in deeper and seeing some different damage.
One of his homes burned down. Only thing left is the concrete foundation in the 150 Oklahoma wildfires, says Governor Kevin Stitt.
It was just a perfect storm. It was the humidity levels went down to kind of record lows below 10%. And then with the winds where they were, it just dried everything out.
And they're looking into the cause of the fires. Oklahoma governor says 293 homes and structures were destroyed. 170,000 acres burned. From the Vatican Press Office, an update on Pope Francis. In a Rome hospital, 30 days now, condition stable, confirming the